Now, a law change is needed to make it easier to dismiss highly paid staff who are underperforming, the New Zealand Initiative says. In a new report, the think tank calls for the removal of unjustified dismissal provisions for those in senior management roles earning more than $250,000 a year. Now, currently, all employees in this country have a right to take a personal grievance if they are dismissed unfairly and without good reason. So an interesting idea. More on this is report author and New Zealand Initiative Chairman Roger Partridge. Roger, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So tell us a little bit about this. What's behind this?
Well, I think we've all experienced the difference between a C-grade and an A-grade manager. And they may very well be the difference between business success or failure, between preserving the jobs of vulnerable workers or losing them. And in 2014, the Productivity Commission reported that the poor quality of the country's managerial capabilities were contributing to New Zealand's low productivity growth. So the reason behind this policy recommendation is to think about how we can improve the country's productivity, because we improve productivity, we improve wages.
It's a very interesting idea, and I'm sure, and certainly not speaking on being at RNZ, but others, they might identify managers who aren't perhaps the best or what they think is performing poorly. And I understand that Australia, high income earners are automatically excluded from the Fair Work Act's unfair dismissal regime unless an applicable award or enterprise agreement confers unfair dismissal rights. So, in short, Aussie have this rule.
That's right. And if you anybody that can think back to the 1970s, there were no personal grievance procedures back then. Employers could dismiss employees on their contractual notice. Now, nobody likes the idea of vulnerable workers being unjustifiably dismissed. And to prevent that, the personal grievance procedure came in first for ordinary workers, and then the Bulger government in 1991 extended it to all employees. But there's a problem in applying the unjustified dismissal procedures to senior managers, because they have an impact on the performance of the business, and there's a risk that if they're not performing well, that will impact on vulnerable workers. So you've got this paradox that laws introduced to protect the interests of vulnerable workers may be jeopardising their jobs.
Georgie, what do you think?
I actually love this idea. I would argue that you've sort of suggested that it should be done for people that high earners. We've quantified it as 250K. I would argue that it should be somewhat lower. I think there's a lot of problematic middle managers in our public sector.
Do you think?
100%. 100%. There's also some great ones, but I can
you
think
sound
of,
quite passionate about this.
I am, actually. This one really got me thinking. I think this is a great idea. There is no justification for not doing this.
Chester?
I tend to agree. I think that the people, well, when you look at a stable full of managers and you can look at how their staff are responding, you're looking at the productivity, you can tell that they're a good and they're a bad and they're an indifferent. It's really hard to get rid of those who don't want to do anything above and beyond, or only meet the target and that's it, or near enough is good enough. And they stick out like the proverbial, and they must certainly affect the efficacy of the business that they're working in. And I can't see why you wouldn't do that. It really is, if you're earning a salary of that size, then you've got to be able to show that you're doing the top job.
So where did the salary threshold come from, Roger?
Well, Australia has a threshold of $150,000.
That's better.
It adjusts each year with movements in the median income.
Why don't you agree with $150,000?
Well, there was a private members bill in 2016 which proposed this idea, and there was a lot of pushback against it in the select committee. And so rather than take that opposition head on, we're recommending that we lift the threshold to sidestep the opposition. And $250,000 is the entry-level income for a Minister of the Crown. And, of course, they can be they serve at the Prime Minister's pleasure and can be dismissed just because the Prime Minister's had a change of mind. There's no need for her to justify her decision. And that seems to us to set a good precedent and set a good threshold for this sort of law change.
Mm. So that rule operates all the way through Parliament, really, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
So if you may be earning way less than 100k and find out that you're not you haven't got a job anymore, depending on
a very interesting idea, Roger. Thank you for coming on the panel to explain it for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is report author and New Zealand Initiative Chairman Roger Partridge. One here, Wallace, when I first started in employment law, my hypothesis was that bad management was often due to people moving slowly upwards without real training. This was borne out in my experience.